Muchas
Cool.
gracias.
Thank you. We would like, in this closing statement, to express our concern at the lack of progress in building a serious, responsible approach to climate change. There has been some progress in the working groups on the Paris Agreement, but there is a lack of a comprehensive, linked-up approach to the different elements that must lead to a solid, consistent approach to limit temperature rise to less than 1.5 degrees C. The current commitments of the parties, developed parties, under the Paris Agreement will lead the world to a 3 to 5% scenario long before the end of the 21st century. It is not fair nor equitable that developed countries, in seeking to limit temperature rise to 1.5 degrees C, are trying to impose on developing countries a responsibility of equal magnitude, reflecting a contradiction, a great injustice, and surprising short-sightedness. The agenda of developed countries and the lack of true critical thinking in the FCCC is maintaining the status quo and the repetition of approaches that have already failed. This condemns us to a catastrophic outcome for Mother Earth. COP26 must take a radical turn if we are to stop climate collapse. Given that the Paris Agreement is the only thing that we have to move forward in a coordinated approach to address the climate change, Bolivia has presented a position today within the conference calling for urgent action to address climate collapse and restore equilibrium with Mother Earth. There are scientific reports which state that we have just a few years left to address this and achieve the 1.5 degrees. The worst thing is that this will happen in less than a decade. Thus, the correct approach is for developed countries to achieve a reduction now, in keeping with a trajectory to keep temperature rise below 1.5 degrees. The developed countries cannot continue to usurp the existing fossil fuel use. There must be a responsible approach to common but differentiated responsibilities. Thus, countries that have significant historic emissions must take binding commitments voluntarily to cut their emissions in order to reduce these by 2025, so that these countries, in keeping with the common but differentiated responsibilities to climate change, multiply between 5 to 10 times their NDCs by 2025. Bolivia sees this as the trajectory to protect Mother Earth and allow countries based on fairness and common but differentiated responsibilities to address this issue. The developing countries must gradually reduce emissions on the basis of provision by developed countries through climate funding, technology transfer, and capacity building so that all countries can address their responsibilities. We call on all countries and civil society to support this proposal by Bolivia in order to guide the discussions within FCCC and ensure that COP26 takes the right track in defending all peoples and Mother Earth. COP26 in Glasgow is the right time to end hypocrisy towards Mother Earth and show a clear political will to stop climate collapse. The peoples of the world look for this approach. Thank you.